Ambassador?
Whoever he is, he'll want to escort us to the Castle of Frost.
Rowan responded with a nod.
And you?
Sorrel snapped, his finger pointed straight at me, making me blink.
Need to explain what happened. I want a damn good reason why I shouldn't throw you in the dungeon and...
Before Sorrel could even finish his threat, Rowan stepped in front of me.
It was Ariana,
he said coldly. I peeked around his massive frame, watching as Sorrel's eyes widened a fraction before narrowing with suspicion. He lowered his arms and crossed them over his chest.
What happened?
Rowan looked back at me, and I sighed, scooting out from behind his protective form. Ariana said she wanted to talk. To explain, I began. She took me to one of the castle walls, the one near the garden, and when we were talking, she pushed me over the side. I tried to get back in, but the castle wouldn't open the door like it had before.
Only Fae can cross into the castle,
Sorrel said meaningfully. I cut a glare at him, tightening my lips. Well, it let me in before, and it let me in this last time now, didn't it? He didn't say anything for several moments, his face just as impassive and cold as it always was. Why the hell had he even saved me from that falling piece of ceiling? I wondered absently. It was obvious he didn't like me or trust me.
Go on, Cross,
Orion said, moving closer and touching my arm lightly. I inhaled sharply and blew out a quick breath. When I couldn't get back in immediately, I didn't know what else to do, so I started heading back to the village.
So you did lead the humans to us,
Sorrel growled, his expression darkening. Not on purpose, I snapped. I didn't even make it there because I fell into a hunter's trap and hit my head. Some sheep found me, apparently, and they took me back to the convent I was in before.
Convent?
Rowan frowned as confusion twisted his features and lowered his brows. It's not important, I said, waving my hand his way. The fact is, I woke up there, ran into my friend who helped me escape, and we made our way back. By then, though, the nuns had called the soldiers from the local village and they'd already...
Wait, a friend?
Sorrel repeated, swinging his gaze to Rowan.
Tell me you didn't bring another human into our court,
he demands. Well, technically, I started.
I wasn't asking you, changeling,
Sorrel snapped. That was it. I was going to clobber him. I was halfway between the space that separated us before I even knew what I was doing, but that was just fine with me. I lifted my finger and jabbed it right in his chest, shivering when a wave of cold washed over me. Slowly, ever so slowly, Sorrel's cool white-blue eyes tilted down to meet my gaze as I resisted yet another shiver and continued to scowl threateningly at him. I've had about enough of your remarks, I said through tightly clenched teeth. And yes, I brought a human here. One, not another, because I'm a fae. I think I proved that enough by stepping in to help you transport your stupid castle. Humans don't have magic, but I seem to. I don't know what your problem with me is, but you need to figure it out and resolve it on your own, because my best friend, the one who helped me, even though I'm Fae, the one that lost her parents to Fae, is staying. Had I left her, they would have killed her. I don't leave my friends. Ever. With that, I dropped my arm and took a step back. Still, I felt like my whole body was vibrating with my anger. I wanted to scratch his eyes out, claw at him until he bled. The anger I was feeling made me forget about the chill that surrounded him. In fact, I didn't feel it any longer. I felt overheated instead. A warmth rose up beneath my skin, making it practically glow with a yellow light. All three pairs of eyes were on me, watching me with a mixture of fascination and wariness. I didn't